Is your B2B brand represented by a place, a space, a face, or something else altogether? I'm Arthur Germain, and welcome to the Brand Telling Podcast. At Brand Telling, we help professional services firms build strong brand stories that can be remembered, repeated, and rewarded for stronger customer relationships and better sales. When you think about your brand, what comes to mind? Is it your headquarters, the place where you do business? Is it the spaces where you work, or is it the faces of yourself and your employees? I think that the pandemic and the work from home situation pushed everyone to think differently about this. And I'm focused on B2B brands here, not consumer brands that have foot traffic, but B2B brands that serve other brands. Now, Apple famously spent $5 billion with a B on its spaceship-like headquarters in Cupertino. And they weren't alone. Prior to the pandemic, many companies were building new company headquarters with open floor plans and things that looked like old-fashioned telephone booths that they could use for a private meeting. But now, companies are really rethinking that those plans and those leases, and they are looking to downsize, kind of like parents whose college-age children have moved out of the homes. So let's talk about what this all means for your brand. I'm going to give you three ways to think about the impact of location on your brand. You may be a little bit surprised. Number one, your place is not your brand. I know some people are going to disagree, and that's fine. But if you're still defining your place, you know, your location as your brand, it's time to rethink that stance. Even if you're Disney, the parks are a huge part of your brand and how you interact with customers, but it's not the only part. All those offices, cubicles, office equipment, or roller coasters, it's still just a place, and it's not your brand. In fact, as every B2B brand sent their knowledge workers home to work or work remotely, they realized that the old focus on place no longer worked. There was no single place. Number two, your space is not your brand either. Okay, so the next argument that I've heard about this is that people say place has expanded to be space. The workplace became the workspace, and that included all the remote locations where knowledge workers went to work. Their homes, their parents' homes, their pandemic partners' homes, you know, and a variety of Airbnbs all over the place. As long as they had fast Wi-Fi, that was their new workspace. But I don't buy it. I don't think these workspaces, these spaces, aren't your brand either. Number three, your face is your brand. What do I mean by that? I mean that your brand and my brand are really represented by our people, our faces. This was even more apparent during the pandemic when work from home meant that businesses had to rely on people they couldn't physically see all day long to behave in ways that still carried the promise and the differentiation and the messages and the stories of their brand. You know, in a way, this is great. Our brands are reflected not by a place or a space, but by the faces of our employees. And in a way, this isn't great either. Your brand hinges on your weakest link. Quick story. I recently attended a live event. Yay, live events! Hosted by a local IT company sharing some information about cybersecurity and ransomware. And guess what? They came to the same conclusion. In many cases, your brand's security may only be as strong as your employees' ability to avoid phishing scams. Your brand security also hinges on your weakest link. Their recommendation was a combination of technology and training. What this means is that when it comes to your brand story, just like when it comes to your brand security, you need to make sure that your employees are all prepared to share your story exactly that same way. Not with a bunch of made-up messages, but with a unified, consistent, and practiced message. If you agree and you need some help developing that unified story, please schedule an introductory call at meeting.brandtelling.com and let's see if we're a fit. Until next time, I'm Arthur Germain, and thank you for joining me at the Brand Telling Podcast.